92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. It's a brand new feature on Tuesdays at 7:45. It's called Beyond the Book with the Loudoun District Library. And in the studio, we have Chelsea Payton. She's Community and Engagement and Marketing Manager. Hello, nice to have you here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So nice to meet you. I love talking to you guys about books and everything in between. Tell me what's going on, because didn't you just have like a summer reading kickoff, or you had a party recently, didn't you?
We did. We took over Central Park and we had a start of our summer reading party to kick off the Grand Adventure Reading Challenge. With it, we had, oh my gosh, such a great turnout with the community. It was so much fun. And we rocked out with kind of a new up-and-coming band called Money Soup that's all made up of like local young people from Grand Haven, and they're so cool.
I love that. So tell me about the summer reading program then. What is that all about?
Of course. So summer reading with us, we encourage anyone who likes to read. And that's anything. It's not just opening a book and reading it. It's audiobooks. It's, oh my gosh, like comics and stuff.
I heard somebody say that recently, that you don't, reading can be anything that you want it to be as long as you're reading something.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Anything.
Okay.
Whenever I was growing up in libraries, my librarian always told me, you can read the back of a cereal box for hours. I don't care.
Okay.
As long as you're reading. And that's what we want. So for reading, we give people awesome prizes and all sorts of fun activities to do over the summer. It's so much fun. I mean, you read and we give you free stuff.
I love it. I love it. The Grand Adventure, it started on May 28th. It runs through the 31st of July. How many kids are you seeing in the library on any given day? Are you seeing a lot of young kids?
Oh my goodness, so many.
Okay, good.
I love that. Especially now that school is out.
Right.
So much fun. We have so many awesome summer programs for kids too. We had recently, I think we were... Everyone thinks of the library as quiet, but we had Touch a Truck out in our parking lot last week,
that
and
was
we were
awesome.
A little bit loud.
That was awesome. I love that. I mean, you have so much going on. It's really easy to get a library card. At least once a month, I'll have a story about somebody finding a library book, you know, 40, 50, 60 years ago, and, you know, and the fine was in the thousands, but you don't collect fines anymore at the library, at the Loudoun District Library. So, so much going on. Can you tell me a little bit about something to do with vinyl?
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Tell our audience all about this, because this is amazing.
This is so cool. We've been so excited about this. So last Friday, we officially unveiled the opening of the Brooks Media Center, which that was made possible through donations by Burton Brooks and the Grand Haven Area Community Foundation. It is an entire vinyl record collection in the library that goes all the way back to the 1910s and then to like present day. We have new stuff. Oh, yeah. Want to give a big shout out to Benji and Angie from Off the Record.
I love them.
They're the best.
Yes.
They helped set us up.
They did. Okay.
Oh, yeah. They were so, so cool. And, we can't wait for people to experience the new space. We have vinyl record listening stations in the library.
That's so cool.
Go put in a vinyl, put some nice headphones on, and just relax. Or if you want to bring stuff home, we're allowing checkouts.
That's amazing.
So people can check out vinyls. They can even check out a record player.
To check out a record player. Oh my gosh.
So cool.
It's so cool too. The new records now, you know, that's that nice vinyl. It's a lot heavier. It's a lot thicker. And it just sounds amazing. There's nothing like putting that needle on the record. What are you currently reading, if you don't mind my asking, Chelsea?
Oh, gosh. I like kind of the Jane Austen-esque era things.
Okay.
So I've got a book that's, it's kind of like someone who wrote in the same style as her, but a more modern day.
Okay.
So that's what I've been reading right
now. Is it normal? Because like, I have ADD. I tell my audience that all the time. I do. And it works for what I do here. But I read like two or three books at a time. Is that normal?
See, I'm the opposite.
Okay.
It takes so long for me to go through, and I actually prefer audiobooks more.
You do? Okay.
Because I feel like I'm always doing other things, and I don't have time to just like sit down and read.
I'll pick up a book and I'll read a couple chapters and then I'll move on to like a different topic.
Oh, I see.
That's kind of what I do. Yeah, it's kind of all over the place. But I mean, I'm able to retain the information. What kind of programs do you have for adults at the Lauda District Library?
So a lot of people think that we're only doing stuff for kids.
Right.
We have just as much going on for adults.
Okay.
So kind of some big stuff going on this summer. We have some free historic walking tours. So it's not even in the library. It's out and about throughout town. We have a sculpture park speaker series going on. That's going to be some upcoming Thursdays. And we also, kind of a little sneak peek, in August, we will be having a big centennial celebration. So you'll have to check out the calendar.
Exciting. People can go to laudatlibrary.org. And I did want to mention that you've got stuff for the Grand Haven Coast Guard Festival as well.
Oh, yes. We've got Coast Guard Fest stuff that we're planning. And then, of course, we have all of our regular things. We have our book clubs and our movies.
And Tuesday Night Knitting.
Oh, yeah.
I raised my hand. I'm in. So nice to meet you. We'll do this on Tuesdays. This is awesome.
It's so great meeting you. Thank you for having me.
It's so awesome. It is Behind the Book with the Lauda District Library on 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite.